السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته, my dear brothers in Islam. Once again, from another piece of land where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's bounty overwhelming His servant, but the majority of them servant do not acknowledge that and do not thanking Allah. May Allah save us to be among those. Again, when you go place Japan, the majority is in heedlessness, atheist, no concepts of God, so corrupted, and in meantime is surrounded by beautiful land, beautiful mountain, beautiful sea, volcano, earthquake, meaning double the sign, meaning they are really living in the sign of bounty and beauty, and the sign of might and power and destruction. The two ultimate bounty and what between. But what happened if Allah blind you and you cannot acknowledge that? You look at the faces, you look at the ways you lie, they live. Subhanallah. The only thing I can say, Alhamdulillah ala ni'mati al-Islam wa kafa biha ni'ma. Alhamdulillah, over the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of Islam, and it is enough and more sufficient, because any one of us take Islam away, what left? What left in your life? And the musibah is what left after you die. Imagine some people deceiving people and shayateen deceiving people. You find out people running after health, eat healthy, exercise, decorate themselves, have a nice bag, have a nice meal, have a nice this, have a nice that, competition of look, competition of how we pursue of life. And like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and the majority of my ummah, or the majority of mankind, is heedlessness from meeting the Lord, is heedlessness of death. Even when you look at Japan, Japan one of the highest, or even the first, or the second, in the whole earth, committing suicide. Close to, I forget the number, but very high, very high, very high. You can go and study the statistics of how many Japanese committing suicide every year. And when you look in the majority, they do not even the purpose of life. They do not know why they are living, why they are here. Subhanallah al-Azim. By this way, all I can say, Alhamdulillah ya Rabbi, about Islam. Thank you Allah for your Islam, for your guidance to me. Oh Allah, don't snatch guidance from me. And make me live as a Muslim, die as a Muslim. Resurrected as a Muslim, inshallah. One sister, she sent me a question. She said, what is the adab to seek tawbah? And how we have a proper tawbah? And how we can love to have tawbah and to get out of our status? If you go to tawbah and I study it, again you cry. You cannot have tawbah unless Allah give you tawbah. You cannot have tawbah unless Allah give you tawbah. Meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has to open your heart and allow you to make tawbah. If Allah does not allow you to make tawbah, you cannot make tawbah. This is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I ask Allah for forgiveness and tawbah daily 100 times. It's not the tasbih 100 times and that's it. It is a sign of humble and humility and begging Allah to give him forgiveness and tawbah. Because what happens if we do not have forgiveness and tawbah from Allah? Allah will not allow me to hear, to see, to understand, to comprehend. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, by the way, number one, We have to have this ache, zeal, desire, yearning to have tawbah. And if is this true, and if me, really I mean it, Allah look at my heart and He see I really mean it, Allah will open and change condition. And He will allow me to make tawbah. Now, it coming to the pillar of tawbah. The first pillar of tawbah, al-iqla' an al-amal. To stop doing what you're doing wrong. What happened if I have bad habit and I do not see it again? Is a tawfiq of Allah. By this way, we have to stop. Second, make 2 rak'ah or 4 rak'ah and beg Allah to give us tawbah. 3, to hate to be in the state of sins and beg Allah to snatch this sign from me and give me purification from my sins. And I hate to go back to kufr and sins after Allah guide me. And if it's related to someone, I have to go and ask the person for forgiveness. And some of the early people also used to generate bounty or road between them and Allah for tawbah. How? By charity with the intention of tawbah. Rak'at, 2 rak'ah daily for tawbah. And make tawbah before you go to sleep. All this sunan, believe it or not. Sunan meaning it should be daily. May Allah forgive us. Because we negligent of a lot of sunan. And most of all, to clean my heart from any feeling or bad feeling against anyone. And always try to sleep with an open heart. Because if you ask me, this is the most killer of all. Some people used to fast just to show gratitude and thank Allah and beg Him, Allah, please give me tawbah. Meaning they fast enough extra with the intention of tawbah. They do rak'at, intention of tawbah. Do sadaqat, charity, intention of tawbah. And most of all, it's been a good time between you and Allah. Immigrate from the land of sins, the habit of sins, place or time or people, migrate from them, start migrating toward goodness. All of the above will help you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to do among, to be among dhakirin, musabbihin, shakirin, hamidin, muslimin, mu'minin, hamidin, muqinin, mutawakkilin. Ameen ya rabbil alameen. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our effort to be an effort of opening the door of rahmah to us and to all mankind. We guilty of watching everybody going to Jahannam, and we watching and we're not making an effort. This why, if you get to know me, we have to have a journey of iman. We have to try to build up our iman and sincerity. We have to elevate the message of Allah and spread it, and spread the rahmah. We have to alleviate the suffering of others the maximum we can. And we have to spread goodness in earth the maximum we can, and forbid evil the maximum we can. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us among those, inshaAllah. Jazakumullah kulli khair. Thank Allah for your Islam. Thank Allah for your Islam. Today you are alive, tomorrow you're dead. And once you're dead, you will discover no houses, no money, nobody. Nobody in this earth will benefit you except Allah and your relationship and your iman and your good deed. May Allah make us among those, inshaAllah, and give us good ending. Jazakumullah kulli khair. Thank Allah for the bounty of Islam and beg Allah not to snatch Islam from you. And beg Allah to fill your heart with iman. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.